coincidental that I feel good, really good, when I am practicing bhakti? And does this good feeling increase with time? Is it okay to savor and soak up these feelings? Yes, definitely. We feel good because while practicing bhakti, because we are getting connected with the supremely good being, that is Krishna. He's all auspicious. And the more we come closer to him, we feel better. At the same time, at our stage, sometimes devotees ask this question. We say that spiritual happiness is eternal. But then we say, for us, even spiritual happiness is temporary. I come to the temple, sometimes I dance in kirtan, I feel happy. Sometimes I don't feel happy. Sometimes I do japa, I feel happy. Sometimes I don't feel happy. So is spiritual happiness actually eternal, or is spiritual happiness also temporary? So the point is, the soul is here. So imagine the soul is somebody like a person on the earth. Krishna is like the sun. And in between the clouds. The clouds are our conditionings. Lust, anger, greed, the various anartha that are there. Now, sometimes when the clouds don't come in the way, the sun's light is seen by the person on the ground. Sometimes when the clouds come in the way, the sun's light cannot be seen. So like that, although Krishna is always the source of happiness, we are sometimes able to have a connection with Krishna when we experience spiritual happiness, and sometimes we don't have a connection with Krishna, or rather, our conditionings obstruct our connection with Krishna, and that's why we don't experience happiness. But if we do experience happiness, that is a matter of great fortune. And yes, those feelings will definitely intensify, because as we become purified, the things that disconnect us from Krishna will decrease. And the means by which we connect with Krishna will increase. Our connections with Krishna will increase because we become more and more attracted towards Him. So in that way, we will be able to advance and experience more and more happiness. Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purna amrita asvadhanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that there is an ocean of happiness, and that keeps increasing as we advance in bhakti. So it's definitely not coincidental. It is actually transcendental that we experience happiness while we practice bhakti. But we shouldn't make our practice of bhakti dependent only on the feelings of happiness. Because sometimes they may or may not come. We use our intelligence and keep persevering, and then those feelings will come regularly.